there is an alternative.
Ringing the devil's doorbell. Weekends are for local music with Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, Madison.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, local independent music on your Saturday evening. Jimmy K, rocker Terry Barr, hanging out with you. Hey, let's talk about getting married, Terry.
Okay, let's.
Two married people that have been married for years, probably. For me anyway, years. And
me too.
Yeah, years. Mm-hmm. Rocker, years for you too, right?
Yeah, 25, man.
We're 25 this year also. Wow. So big celebration. Brian, if you're listening, you got to get me something really nice.
Well, hey, to all the people out there who just got engaged, congratulations on your recent engagement. Now it's time to start planning, and all the details to make your special day come true are at Mad City Bridal Expo. They bring brides and vendors together across Wisconsin and Northern Illinois in a fun, exciting atmosphere. And on the phone with us right now, David Lanuti, of the Madison Mad City Bridal Expo. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, David.
Hi, David.
Hello, how are you guys?
Oh, we're good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Thanks for asking.
Oh, good, good. Well, it's nice to, you know, just kind of check in on people. The biggest thing, though, I think we want to know, tell us about the Mad City Bridal Expo. What is it all about?
Awesome. Well, first of all, the website is just like the name. It's the madcitybridalexpo.com. And we've been doing this now for about 13 years, going on 14 years. We put on three shows a year in Madison, two shows a year in Milwaukee. And it's for all those, you know, engaged brides or brides who are looking to be engaged in the future. it's basically a big mall for 4 hours for brides to find their photographers, DJs, caterers, venues, you name it.
I went with a friend a couple of years ago who was getting married. And, yeah, you put on a great expo. And if you're looking for anything, you pretty much have all of it at the Mad City Bridal Expo. How did you get into this? How does one become kind of a bridal expert?
Well, I was actually in I'm located actually in Chicago.
Okay.
But I've been in the wedding business for probably 25, 30 years. Had a big company down here where we did photography, video, photo booth, and DJ services and uplighting and stuff. So since I was already on one side of the expo, you know, I was always a vendor at these expos.
Yeah.
I figured that I could do it bigger and better than, you know, since I'd already been on one side, I figured I could easily jump to the other side. That's pretty much what I did.
Oh, it sounds like it's working.
I remember 19 years ago when I got married, my wife and I, we kind of planned everything ourselves with the help of a few family people and wedding party, but it was really stressful. So
what are some
of the advantages of coming to the Mad City Bridal Expo, and what options are out there to take the stress off the couple?
Well, a couple of nice things is you get to meet your vendors face to face, where, you know, it's not just like going through the yellow pages or, you know, 2022 going through Google nowadays.
Right.
You actually get to meet them face to face, and it's not just one person. It's not just like one photographer or one DJ. There's an assortment of people, and, you know, we still may not have the exact person you're looking for, but at least you'll get ideas that when you do go to another vendor, you'll almost say, well, hey, this vendor offered me this at the Mad City Bridal Expo, or this vendor, you know, I saw this, or I saw this type of wedding album. This is kind of what I'm looking for. And just to let all the listeners know, you still can get free tickets.
Oh,
if
free?
If you pre-register. Yeah, free tickets, so it doesn't even cost anything. If you go to our website, madcitybridalexpo.com.
That's amazing. So you're getting in free, get your free tickets ahead of time, kind of taking it in as an experience of what everything could be that you may want at your wedding. Are there any particular trends you're keeping an eye on right now, David?
Well, since COVID, you know, everything was shut down, you know, with COVID for, you know, a good year.
Yeah.
And all I can say now is book as early as you can, because there was a lot of brides who wanted to get married. And they, even if they did like a backyard wedding, they're now doing basically a reenactment of full-blown. So if you don't book your vendors early, you may be, you know, out of luck.
More so than ever. Yeah.
Book your vendors early.
Okay. So how about any crazy wedding stories or experiences that you've had that might be kind of fun to share if you can?
I've seen all kinds of things.
I bet you have. Like
I said, I've been doing this 25, 30 years, you know, even as a vendor. And the craziest stuff is when there's a venue, you know, like a banquet hall or a hotel that will host two or three weddings at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's usually alcohol induced. And, you know.
Are you talking about wedding crashers?
The bride walks into the wrong room and buries the wrong groom.
Whoa.
Oops.
Well, that's much like that. But there's been people going from wedding A over to wedding B and, you know, jumping in photos or. Okay. You know, causing a ruckus, and I've seen plenty of fights and all that.
No.
But it's usually because, like you said, wedding crashers. You know, one group from wedding A goes over to group B, and if everybody was sober, it'd be no big deal. But when there's alcohol involved, which most weddings have,
it's really like that
things
it
do
Wisconsin.
Happen.
Speaking of. That happened at my brother's wedding. The wedding next door was a zombie wedding, so everybody was dressed like zombies. And then they came over and danced on his dance floor, and you know, because it was a wedding place that was doing multiple, and crazy, all these zombies, and the DJ he went and found that zombie tune, you know, and played it. And
so they embraced the weirdness.
Oh,
that is so
But there was
great.
Alcohol involved.
Well, it is Wisconsin, hate to say.
Years ago, I shot a wedding in a cemetery at Halloween.
No.
And
nice.
And then the craziest wedding dress, not counting, you know, Halloween costumes, I shot a bride years ago for one of the DJs down here, one of the radio stations down here. His bride got married in a bright red wedding dress.
Ooh.
I've never seen it before. I've never seen it since.
Wow. Well, to make sure that people realize this is not a typical type of bridal show. You're bringing all the things out that people will want to do, see, be part of, all of that, including some celebrity guests. And I hear Bucky Badger might be among it. Is that right?
He might be there. Bucky Badger's been at a few shows. The Madison Mallards mascot's been at a few shows. We have had celebrity appearances from one of the big bands up there called Madison County.
Oh, yeah.
They actually, one year, Madison County was nice enough to actually get dressed up. And instead of performing, they actually were in our fashion show. They were actually in our fashion show. So I got to give a shout out to Madison County because they were gracious enough to come to the show. And just so you know, the show this year is at the DoubleTree by Hilton over on East Wash.
Okay.
Or East Washington Avenue, as you guys say. I think it's 4402 East Washington. It's the old Crown Plaza. That the DoubleTree bought out. And we'll be there. And speaking of alcohol, we will have a bar there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, you have to, man.
So you can have a couple of mimosas as you shop.
There you go. And give us the date and, again, the website and all that good stuff.
Sure. It is a little over almost 2 weeks. It's Sunday, August 7th. The times are 11:30 to 3, so you want to get there as early as possible. But it's Sunday, August 7th, 11:30 to 3 at the DoubleTree by Hilton on East Washington over by the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, the website again is themadcitybridalexpo.com. And as long as you pre-register, it's free or it's $10 at the door.
Ooh, so get on and register now, all of
you
brides
go for
and grooms
free.
And whatever. Yeah, no kidding.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
David, thank you so much for coming on tonight. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate your time, too. Thank you very much, everybody.
Yeah. Good luck. Have a great expo.
Mad City Bridal Expo. Tickets are available right now for free at themadcitybridalexpo.com.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
What's up, Rocker? Oh, now you walked away.
But it's just madcitybridalexpo.com. But he did say...
Maxi Gridio, we are local music. That's Cruisin' Round and their anthem song, Cruisin' Round. And they are playing, they're actually opening, they're going to be like a warm-up act at the Harmony Bar on Friday, July 29th for Avwood Fest. They're playing with the Kevin Toastler Band at the Harmony on Friday night. That's going to be a cool show. So it's Mad City. Where's my notes here?
Bridal Expo. Mad,
there's no the in front
no,
of it.
There's no the. And totally I just that. Shared it on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page. So it's there with the link. And if you go there, grab it. And don't forget, if you register at this site, you get in free. Otherwise, it's $10 at the door.
MadCityBridalExpo.com. Thanks to Dave for coming on, too.
That was fun. Yeah.
It was really cool. You know, in another lifetime, I actually DJed a few wedding parties.
You did not.
And I did this one where Antiki is like this 5 foot, maybe 4 foot eight woman that was just full of hate and she was horrible. Anyway, she required me to play the Macarena like 7 times.
Oh,
that night.
And she knew it. And I bet she was right in front and showing everybody how it works.
Yep. Yep. She mm-hmm. was the boss of the party.
Oh,
Antiki, I will never forget you. Never again. Terry, you got Bar Nose coming up later. Any teases you want to hear?
Sure. We were talking earlier about some shows at Alpine Valley, so we have an update on that. And a couple of shows, if you still want to get out and go somewhere tonight, there are a ton of great shows. Or if you're just going to chill and let the storm pass and enjoy radio with us, hey, that's cool too. But yeah, we'll bring you some updates and some new news in the barland. How about that?
That's awesome. Okay. Rocker, Todd Osborne's in the studio. We're going to talk about mamas.
Yay! Yeah, he just got in here, so he's going to be hanging out while we get ready for his interview. And then we have Sam Price from Sam Price and the True Believers. We'll be talking to him a little after 8 p.m. AJ Lee. Where is AJ Lee playing? Is that Sugar Maple Fest?
Yeah, yes. Headliner on Saturday night, which is August 6th, I believe.
Uh-huh. So Terry will be talking to AJ Lee and the Earthlings, new music from them. Elliot Gilfillan, he'll either stop by the studio or we'll catch him on his phone.
I think he's calling in. It's a brand new song, just dropped.
Ooh, oh, nice.
Perfect. And Max and Kevy with Rocker after 10 p.m.
All right.
Rocker. He's talking about himself in like the third person.
Right. That's okay. How else do you do
it? Max Inc. Radio with Rocker.
The other guy's out chasing tornadoes right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Monday, August 22nd, there's a show at the Crucible that I'm really excited about.
It's
the
is it?
Takeaways, Ellie Maybe and the Cancellations with Becca Kiljoe. And that's at the Crucible, Monday night, August 22nd. Here is Ellie Maybe and the Cancellations. I love this song. Turn it up. Mm. Happy endings aren't for us on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Better. Classic Radio. Radio for the people.
Quiet down, keep it low. No need to tell them who you are. Wear the mask, they won't know if you love them or him or her. I don't believe that love could be a sin. Why not show within her arms, they can't tell me the way I'm living. Does anyone harm? If there's a God, I'm sure they brought you to me.
Radio, we are local music. Brand new Madison Malone there. The song is called Quiet Down, and she just had a couple big shows here in Madison. She's heading back to LA. Our best wishes to Madison. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery on East Washington Avenue across from the Sylvie. Happy hour every Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Slices of Sal's Pizza for a buck. Check the menu at darkhorsemadison.com. Hey, stick around. Coming up next hour, Todd Osborne's here. We're going to talk about the mamas.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.